Day 24. Furthermore, constant endeavor that good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra will be able to obtain 800 merits of the nose. With their pure noses, they will be able to recognize all the various things above, below, within, and without the 1,000 million sumero worlds. Those who keep this sutra will be able to recognize, without moving about, the sense of Samana's flowers, Titika flowers, Malika flowers, Kampaka flowers, Patala flowers, red lotus flowers, blue lotus flowers, white lotus flowers, flower trees, and fruit trees. They also will be able to recognize the sense of Kandana, Aloes, Tamalapata, and Tagara, and the sense of the tens of millions of kinds of mixed incense, which are either powdered or made in lumps or made applicable to the skin. They also will be able to recognize the living beings, including elephants, horses, cows, sheep, men, women, boys and girls, by smell. They also will be able to recognize, without fallacy, grasses, trees, thickets, forests, by smell, be they nearby or at a distance. Those who keep this sutra will also be able to recognize the gods and things in heaven by smell while they are staying in the world of men. They will be able to recognize the scents of Parijataka trees, Kovidara trees, Mandarava flowers, Maha Mandarava flowers, Manjusaka flowers, Maha Manjusaka flowers in heaven, the powdered incense of Kandana and Aloes, the scents of other flowers, the mixture of these scents in heaven without fail. They will be able to recognize the gods by smell. They will be able to recognize from afar the scent Chakra Devadan Ingrid gives forth when he satisfies his five desires and enjoys himself in his excellent palace, or when he expounds the Dharma to the transmitrimsa gods in the wonderful hall of the Dharma, or when he plays in the gardens. They also will be able to recognize by smell from afar the gods and goddesses of the other heavens, including the heaven of Brahman and the highest heaven. They also will be able to recognize the incense burned by the gods in those heavens. They also will be able to locate the Shravakas, Practica Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Buddhas by smelling their bodies from afar. Even when they recognize all this by smell, their organ of smell will not be destroyed or put out of order. If they wish, they will be able to tell others of the differences of these scents because they remember them without fallacy. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang agathes. Their noses will be purified. They will be able to know the smells of all things, be they good or bad. They will be able to recognize by smell the Samanas flowers, Jatika flowers, Tamalapatra and Kandana, aloes and sapinwood, various flowers and fruits, and all living beings, including men and women. Anyone who expounds the Dharma will be able to locate all living beings from afar by smell. He will be able to locate by smell the wheel-turning kings of great countries, the wheel-turning kings of small countries, and their sons, ministers, and attendants. He will be able to locate by smell the wonderful treasures of personal ornaments, the underground stores of treasures, and the ladies of the wheel-turning kings. He will be able to recognize persons by smelling their ornaments or garments, or by smelling their necklaces, or by smelling the incense applied to their skin. Anyone who keeps this sutra of the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma, will be able to know by smell whether the gods are walking, sitting, playing, or performing wonders. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to locate by smell, without moving about, the flowers and fruits of trees and the oil taken from the Samanas flowers. He will be able to recognize by smell the flowers of the Kandana trees blooming in the steep mountains and the living beings in those mountains. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to locate by smell the living beings in the surrounding iron mountains, in the oceans and underground. He will be able to know by smell whether the Asuras and their daughters and their attendants are fighting or playing with each other. He will be able to locate by smell lions, elephants, tigers, wolves, wild oxen, and buffalo in the wilderness and the steep places. He will be able to know by smell whether an unborn child is a boy or a girl, or the child of ambiguous sex, or the embryo of a non-human being. He will be able to know by smell whether a woman is an expectant mother, or whether she will have an easy birth to a happy child or not. He will be able to know by smell what a man or a woman is thinking of, or whether he or she is greedy, ignorant, or angry, or whether he or she is doing good. He will be able to recognize by smell the gold, silver, and other treasures deposited underground, and the things enclosed in a copper box. He will be able to know by smell the values of various necklaces and the deposits of their materials, and also to locate the necklaces when they are lost. He will be able to recognize by smell the Mandarava flowers and the Manjusaka flowers and the Parijataka trees in heaven. He will be able to know by smell whether a heavenly place adorned with jeweled flowers is superior, mean, or inferior. He will be able to recognize by smell gardens, forests, excellent palaces, and the wonderful hall of the Dharma in heaven, and other stately buildings where the gods enjoy themselves. He will be able to know by smell whether the gods are hearing the Dharma or satisfying their five desires, or coming, going, walking, sitting, or reclining. He will be able to know by smell whether the goddesses clad in the garments adorned with fragrant flowers are playing as they are moving about. He will be able to know by smell who has reached the heaven of Brahman and who has entered into Dhyana and who has come out of it. He will be able to know by smell the person who has appeared for the first time in the light sound heaven or in the universal pure heaven or in the highest heaven and who has disappeared from there. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to locate by smell the bhikkhus who are sitting or walking about in seeking the Dharma strenuously, and the bhikkhus who are reading or reciting this sutra or devoting themselves to sitting in dhyana under the trees of forest. He will be able to know by smell the bodhisattvas who are resolute in mind and who are sitting in dhyana or reading this sutra or reciting it or expounding it to others. He will be able to locate by smell the world-honored one who is expounding the Dharma out of his compassion towards all living beings who respect him. He will be able to know by smell those who rejoice at hearing this sutra from the Buddha and act according to the Dharma. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to have these merits of his nose, although he has not yet obtained the nose of a bodhisattva who attained the Dharma without ashravas. Furthermore, constant endeavor, the good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra will be able to obtain 1,200 merits of the tongue. Anything which tastes good, bad, delicious, distasteful, bitter, or astringent will become as delicious as nectar of heaven and not distasteful when it is put on their tongues. When they expound the Dharma to the great multitude with their tongues, they will be able to raise deep and wonderful voices to cause their voices to reach the hearts of the great multitude so that the great multitude may be joyful and cheerful. Hearing their speeches given in good order by their deep and wonderful voices, Chakra, Brahman, and the other gods and goddesses will come and listen to them. In order to hear the Dharma, dragons, dragons' daughters, Yaskas, Yaskas' daughters, Grand Harpas, Grand Harpas' daughters, Ashudas, Ashudas' daughters, Garudas, Garudas' daughters, Kamnadas, Kamnadas' daughters, Maragas and Maragas' daughters also will come to him, respect them, and make offerings to them. Bhikkhus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas, and kings, princes, ministers, and their attendants also will come to hear the Dharma. The wheel-turning holy kings of small countries and the wheel-turning holy kings of great countries, each of whom has the seven treasures and 1,000 children who will come with their treasures, children and their internal and external retinues, riding on their movable palaces and hear the Dharma. Those good men and women, that is, bodhisattvas, will expound the Dharma so well that the brahmanas and householders and the people in their country will throughout their lives attend on them and make offerings to them. The shravakas, pratika buddhas, bodhisattvas, and buddhas also will wish to see them. These good men or women will expound the Dharma in the places which the buddhas will face. They will keep all the teachings of the buddhas and raise deep and wonderful voices of the Dharma. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. Their tongues will be purified. Their tongues will not receive anything bad. Anything they eat will become as delicious as nectar. When they expound the Dharma to the great multitude and lead them by telling them stories of previous lives, parables, and similes, with their deep, pure, and wonderful voices, the hearers will rejoice and make excellent offerings to them. All gods, dragons, yaskas, and asuras will come together and hear the Dharma respectfully. Anyone who expounds the Dharma, if he wishes, will be able to cause the living beings of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds to hear his wonderful voice. The wheel-turning kings of great and small countries who have each 1,000 children will come with their children in attendance and join their hands together respectfully to hear the Dharma. Gods, dragons, yaskas, rakasas, and pisacacas also will come joyfully and make offerings to him. The Brahmin heavenly king, King Mara, freedom god, great freedom god, and the other gods also will come to him. The Buddhas and their disciples who hear the voice of the expounder of the Dharma will think of him, protect him, and sometimes appear before him. Furthermore, constant endeavor, the good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra will be able to obtain 800 merits of the body. Their bodies will become as pure as lapis lazuli. All living beings will wish to see them. Some of the living beings in the 1,000 million worlds are just born or have just died. All living beings are either noble or humble. They are either handsome or ugly. They are destined to be reborn, either in a better region or in a worse region. All of them will be reflected on the pure bodies of the good men and women, the surrounding iron mountains, the great surrounding iron mountains, Mount Meru, Mount Mahameru, and the other great mountains, and the living beings in those mountains also will be reflected on their bodies. All the six regions down to the Avicii hell and up to the highest heaven of the living beings therein also will be reflected on their bodies. The Shravakas, Pratigya Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas, as well as the Buddhas who are expounding the Dharma, also will show their reflections on their bodies. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gates. Anyone who keeps this sutra of the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma, will be able to have his body purified like lapis lazuli. All living beings will wish to see him. Just as a reflection is seen on a clear mirror, all things in the world will be reflected on the pure body of this person that is of this bodhisattva. No one but he will be able to see all things clearly. The gods, men, asuras, hellish denizens, hungry spirits, and animals, that is, all living beings of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds will be reflected on his body. The palaces of the gods in the heavens and up to the highest heaven, the surrounding iron mountains, Mount Meru, Mount Mahameru, and the great oceans also will be reflected on his body. The Buddhas, Shravakas, Bodhisattvas, who are sons of the Buddhas, that is, the saints, of whom some live a solitary life while others are expounding the Dharma to the multitude, also will be reflected on his body. Although he has not yet obtained the wonderful body of the bodhisattva who knows the nature of the Dharma without a shravas, he will be able to have all these things reflected on his pure and natural body. Furthermore, constant endeavor to good men or women who keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra after my extinction will be able to obtain 1,200 merits of the mind. When they hear even a gathe or a phrase of this sutra with their pure minds, they will be able to understand the innumerable meanings of the sutra. When they understand the meanings of this sutra and expound even a phrase or a gathe of this sutra for a month, 4 months, or a year, their teachings will be consistent with the meanings of the sutra and not against the reality of all things. When they expound the scriptures to non-Buddhist schools or give advice to the government or teach the way to earn a livelihood, they will be able to be in accord with the right teachings of the Buddha. They will be able to know all the thoughts, deeds, and words, however meaningless, of the living beings of the 1,000 million Sumeru worlds, each of which is composed of the six regions. Although they have not yet obtained the wisdom without a shravas, they will be able to have their minds purified as previously stated. Whatever they think, measure, or say will be all true and consistent, not only with my teachings, but also with the teachings that the past Buddhas have already expounded in their sutras. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gates. Their minds will become pure, clear, keen, undefiled. They will be able to recognize with their wonderful minds the superior, mean, and inferior teachings. When they hear even a gathe of this sutra, they will be able to understand the innumerable meanings of this sutra. When they expound this sutra in good order according to the Dharma for a month, 4 months, or a year, they will be able to understand at once the thoughts of gods, dragons, men, yaskas, demigods, all of the other living beings inside and outside this world composed of the six regions because they keep the sutra of the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma. They also will be able to hear and keep the Dharma expounded to all living beings by the innumerable Buddhas of the worlds of the 10 quarters who are adorned with the marks of 100 merits, when they think over the innumerable meanings of this sutra and endlessly repeat the expounding of those meanings, they will not forget or mistake the beginnings or ends of quotations because they keep the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. They will see the reality of all things, knowing the position of this sutra in the series of sutras and the names and words of this sutra according to the meanings of it. They will expound this sutra as they understand it. They will expound the Dharma already taught by the past Buddhas, therefore they will be fearless before the multitude. Anyone who keeps the sutra, the lotus flower, the wonderful Dharma, will have his mind purified, as previously stated. Although he has not yet obtained the wisdom without a shravas, he will be able to obtain these merits of the mind. When he keeps this sutra, he will be able to reach a rare stage. He will be joyfully loved and respected by all living beings. He will be able to expound the Dharma with tens of millions of skillful words because he keeps the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Here ends the sixth volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma. This concludes day 24.